Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, man.
Scott Mills.
All American Rejects gives you hell. Don't stop the music. Rihanna, what a start. So here we are then. It's Wednesday afternoon. It's nearly home time. Whoop whoop. Thank you, Edith. This is Scott Mills. All right, Chopper.
I'm very good, thank you, very good.
Everyone seems in a really good mood today.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Yeah, it's good.
I'm looking on the bright side.
Why, are the reasons that you shouldn't be feeling bright and cheerful?
There were this morning.
Really?
Something bad has happened in my house.
Oh, no. More. Does it involve a ferret?
No, but you're not that far away. More on this in a second.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Oh, if that doesn't keep you listening, nothing more, do you know what I mean?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
This is Scott Mills on Radio 1.
What did she just do
there? I don't know. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
What? She's in one of those moods today where she's crying, laughing.
Is that a plump?
All the time.
What did you...
Matt Fitzgerald's plump.
What?
Just made me laugh.
Say again.
You said to me, why are you eating? And I said, Matt Fitzgerald's plump. Which made everyone laugh for some reason.
So, oh, he's got loads of plums on his desk, hasn't he, Matt Fincham? What a nice man. It's ten past four. Right, so about seven this morning, I wake up to the sound of my flatmate, okay?
Mm-hmm. Going.
Ah! Ah! So I'm like, what the hell's happened?
What were you doing to him?
Nothing. I was upstairs in bed. So I run downstairs thinking, oh, he's hurt himself. I was quite concerned. I've never got out of bed that quick. And he is stood outside.
That's not true.
He is stood outside the bathroom door, which is closed. And he goes to me, there's a mouse in the bath. Oh. So we are both stood outside the door for about 2 minutes. No, he wasn't having a wash.
Help yourself to my Radox, whatever.
Having a bubble bath, yeah. Is he?
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I don't like mice at the best of times, and you know I've had mice before,
yeah.
But they're back. So we're both like, wow, what are we going to do? Horrible. You wouldn't like this, would you, Becky? So eventually I brave it and go into the bathroom, and sure enough, there's this tiny little mouse in there who's running across the bath and trying to, like, kind of do a long run up to climb up the side, but failing every time.
A bit like trying to do the Travelator in Gladiators.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Not working for him, though. So my flatmate's like, right, well, you capture it and we'll put it outside. I'm like, why can't you do it? No, I don't like them. Well, neither do I. So I'm looking around my kitchen thinking, right, I'm back in the kitchen now. I'm right. Thinking, right, what can I do so to like, you know, contain it and then get it outside?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is genius. I emptied out one of those plastic containers that normally have those Liquitab things in that you do your washing with.
All right, okay.
Okay, put the Liquitabs on the side, head with that into the bathroom, and the little mouse is in there, and eventually, they're quite fast, aren't they, mice?
Yes.
So eventually, I managed to get the Liquitab holder over the mouse.
Wow.
But then I'm like, okay, so now the Liquitab thing is like face down, yeah. But how am I going to turn up over the thing? The mouse is going to escape again. So I get some cardboard and,
no.
Yeah, and deftly slip the cardboard underneath the Liquitab container. Hey presto, the mouse is in there.
You've actually captured it?
Yeah.
Wow. And then what happened?
And then I opened the front door and let it run off. What happens in my house?
You are like Steve Irwin for the next generation.
He was useless as well.
What, the mouse?
No. No. My flatmate. Didn't do anything at all.
Well, if you have a phobia, you have a phobia.
Well, I don't like them either. But anyway, they're back.
He lives with somebody as big and tough as you. Don't do that again.
They're back. So I'm calling the people again. Who all they seemed to do last time was come around and just put little... I mean, I pay them quite a lot of money. I think they just put some... Was it cheese or just some little thing down? I could have done that myself.
No, it's not cheese. It's peanut butter or chocolate.
What, so I paid
they
someone hundreds
cheese,
of pounds to put peanut butter on a little thing and wait?
The sugar they're attracted to. Just
bear in mind you also pay people to provide your own food for you. Yeah.
Just leave them a box of Milk Tray or something. They'll all come running.
Will they? Do they like Milk Tray? I didn't know that.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Oh, what an idiot I am. I didn't know that. So I just let the mouse outside the front door, but apparently it's going to come back.
Why is it going to come back?
They're all saying on the text that if you don't... I mean, apparently you
Who
have to do
mice?
Like...
Who are the mice?
No, the... Yeah, all the mice have been texting and going, ah, we'll be back.
It's going to miss its family, isn't it?
Oh, Well, apparently you've got to do like they do in The Sopranos or something, where like blindfold them and wrap them up in a big rug and put them in a car and drive them into the middle of some woods far away from your house. Otherwise, they'll come back. It's got to be at least 2 miles away. So when I get home tonight, the mouse is going to be there in the bath again, loofah, etc.
Well, now you know then, won't you?
That's great, isn't it?
Take it out into the woods.
So I look forward to capturing that mouse in the liquid tab thing again tonight. Brilliant. What a night I'm going to have. And also, my flatmate's now gone away for 2 days, so it's just going to be me on my own with the mouse. Rubbish.
Right. Okay.
Gossip coming next, and standing in the way of control.
So we're going to hear, what, a similar story tomorrow around this time? Equally fascinating?
Hey, well, look, I'm just...
It's better than the Filofax.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Good
got
point.
Me off the subject of the Filofax for 5 minutes. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hi, Stace.
Hello.
I got your email.
Yeah?
Tell me about it.
Well, you know the call that Chappers made to Becky yesterday about the IT guy?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we had Chappers playing a little trick on Becky, saying he was from computer support.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
And she actually went for it. She says she didn't. Well, you kind of did. A lot. Okay, Stace, what's the Karen?
So, well, as it worked today, just as I do, working on my spreadsheets, and I got a phone call from IT support saying I'd got a virus on my computer.
Okay.
And obviously I'd heard heard the show yesterday.
So you're a bit like, okay then.
Yeah,
did he tell you to step like 3 steps away and put your hands on your head?
He didn't, no. That's right. When I thought it was serious.
Was he northern and a bit camp?
No, he wasn't northern. He wasn't camp. I was listening for Chatter's brilliant accent, but I couldn't hear it.
Okay. So what happened then?
Well, he said he had to have a look at my computer and could he take over remotely?
Yeah.
Which he did, and then I had to confess to having used a memory stick from home in my computer. Computer at work.
Right.
And he said, you've got a Trojan worm.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Would they actually exist?
Yeah, they do.
I thought we just made that up.
No, not at all.
I thought it was Trojan horses, not Trojan worms.
No, it's Trojan worms. That's why the part was so convincing.
So what did you do when he's like, oh, you've got a Trojan worm?
Well, I burst out laughing. But he didn't really get the joke.
No, okay.
It's a serious
obviously
issue.
He doesn't listen to the show.
No. Well, that's brilliant. Has he got rid of your worm now?
Yes, got rid of it now, and I've been told not to use that memory stick again.
Yes, bad
naughty,
person
naughty
you
girl.
Are. Okay, yeah. I love you.
Okay, love you too.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
Really? I think he might have been having her on.
Podcast.
Okay, I was wrong. You can get a Trojan worm. We didn't know that when we did that, did we?
I told you.
You didn't know that.
Listen, I had to research the part.
Well, whatever.
To gain character. Yeah. So, yes, I did know.
You can get them. I just downloaded one now, actually. There you go. This is Radio 1.
I think that's the right thing to do.
That was Save the World, Get the Girl by King Blues. So after Chappers called Becky saying he was from computer support yesterday with the Trojan worm.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
You can get that on your phone now if you want. It's a message alert.
What?
People do.
I know.
Text mobile to 81199.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
So you called her saying that you needed to defrag her computer and she needed to step away, at least 3 feet away with her hands on her head. Mm. She kind of went for it. So Becky decided today to get her own back, and man, she did it in style. Oh my God!
Oh dear,
it was good, wasn't it, Chappers?
No, it was,
really good.
It was something else.
Something else. That'd be on after 4:30. You'll like it a lot. Well done, Becky.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday, Chappers called Becky, didn't you?
I did call Becky yesterday.
Like this.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, is that Rebecca Huxtable?
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca, hello, here is Steve from Computer Support.
Hello.
You are Steve, you know, the camp one from Computer Support.
It was a character I invented.
And you told her that she had one of these.
And you've been infected by a Trojan worm.
Oh, a Trojan worm.
Serious.
And a unique way to get rid of it as well.
I am on speaker, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay, and your hands are on your head?
No, one of them's still holding the phone, hang on. Can you still hear
Yeah, I can still hear you. So, you're 3 steps back and your hands are on your head, yeah?
No. I'll move back, but I'm not putting my hands on my head.
Right, so she went for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, today, Becky tried to get Chappers back, didn't she?
She did.
And this is what happened. With help from the voice-changing machine, she was determined that she was going to get you good and proper. Oh, and she did. Listen to this.
Hello, is that Mark Chappers Chapman of Chappers and Dave?
Yeah.
Hello, is Tatiana Ali calling from the Sultan of Brunei's office?
It's who?
Tatiana Ali.
From the Sultan of Brunei?
Yeah.
Right.
He was just wondering if the world tour would like to come to Abu Dhabi.
Right, does he find that funny?
He's recently had the Kings of Leon, Kylie and Michael Jackson, and now Chappers and Dave.
Why is that funny?
Well, do you still do that sweet Caroline?
Tatiana, you've got a very deep voice.
He likes that sweet Caroline one.
Does he? But you've got a deep voice, though, Tatiana, haven't you?
And he wants you to do that thing with the trumpet. Do you still do that one?
No, because the trumpet got stolen. Do you not remember? There's this girl called Becky who at one of our gigs, you may have heard of her, at one of our gigs, and she kind of slung the trumpet over her shoulder because she's a strong lass and she could carry it. Have you heard of her, Tatiana?
No. We can always buy another one. We've got a budget of £1.3 million, but that would have to include your flights.
Would it really? Is that returned?
Yes. We tried to book Scott, but he was too expensive.
Scott who?
Scott Mills.
Is he the one that's laughing opposite you?
Rubbish. I tried.
Chappers, can I ask you, at which point did you realise that it wasn't Tatiana Ali from the Sultan of Brunei's office?
From the moment I think she said she was Tatiana Ali. Or even actually before that, when I was asked if it was Mark Chappers Chapman, which nobody ever asked me on the phone.
So doesn't the Sultan of Brunei live in Brunei and not the United Arab Emirates?
Been on holiday.
Really good, Becky, really good.
Thank you. I didn't give up, though.
No, she carried on. And when you were least expecting it, called you again. But she got you proper this time.
Hello?
Hello, is that Mark?
Yeah, it is.
Hello, Mark, it's Becky.
What?
You said my name.
Becky, just leave me alone. Oh dear.
Bye.
Bye.
Rubbish. Hi, Mark, it's Becky. Oh.
I got my fake name ready that time.
Apparently this happens at home quite a lot as well, does it?
Yeah, I tried to... I'm not very good at pranks,
no.
I've realised.
No, really?
No, I tried to do pranks with my boyfriend and he always gets them before I do the reveal.
Like what?
I don't know, like if I've got a bottle of water or something, I try and squirt it at him, but he always ducks before I manage.
Right. Wow.
So you're not saying the good. Others because they're really rubbish.
No, and not only did your name kind of give it away, but there wasn't a great deal of time between...
Between phone calls. We'll try again at some point when he's least expecting it. I bet you'll get him next time.
Scott Mills.
18, he's called Chipmunk, and it's out on the 2nd of March to download. That's Chip Diddy Chip on Radio 1. I saw the video for that yesterday. Westwood's in it. As a teacher.
Is he?
Yeah, he's Chipmunk's teacher.
Is it like the Britney Spears video, Baby One More Time?
Same, yeah. Westwood's got like little pigtails, like school uniform, just a little bit of midriff showing, same.
I thought you said he was the teacher.
Oh, yeah. It's 8 minutes to five.
What's wrong with you two today?
I don't know. I'm enjoying it, though.
Oh, dear.
Radio 1 Podcast.
I've been having a little play with the voice changer that Becky used so successfully earlier.
Right.
For that call to you. Right, if you put the Pussycat Dolls on it. Sounds really good, listen. Thing is, it changes our voice too.
It just makes him sound a bit...
Makes him sound like men, doesn't it? Radio 1 podcast. So, my flatmate's now gone away for 2 days to Vienna.
Well, very nice.
Just for work, I think.
Oh, now, Vienna, right for some, isn't it?
I have warned him that Vienna is the airport with the most amazing magazines in the world. Magazines I've never seen the likes of before in any airport.
And you study the magazines carefully, don't you?
Yeah, but most these are airports. Something else, so hopefully he won't try and bring them back through nothing to declare.
Right. Did you send him with what you want to bring him back?
No, I didn't. I can't remember.
Your favourite titles.
But before he went, he did some online shopping last night for food.
Right.
Yeah, for food.
Right.
Because we haven't got anything in at the moment. So, so that's normally my job. But I was out, so I was like, okay, well, you do it. And what?
What? The online shopping's your job?
Yeah.
So does he have Meals on Wheels as well, then?
No, no. I'm coming off the Meals on Wheels.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I said, well, can you get some shopping in because we haven't got anything. So I normally do this, right? And because I haven't got a car at the moment, I will just get it online. It's easy. And I will buy, you know, vegetables and fruit and stuff and, you know, basic things like bread and pasta and things that people would buy.
When they do their weekly shop.
I'd looked back at the list this morning of the stuff he's bought and it's all stuff that just boys get. Right? There's stuff that I will never eat or drink.
Such as?
Beer, mini pizzas, Monster Munch, choc ices. There's no fruit. There's no vegetables.
And you would never eat any of that?
Well, yeah,
you'd never have a mini pizza?
That's all we've got.
Right.
Is there any broccoli? No.
Don't let Jamie Oliver know. He'll be round, quick, sharp.
So we've spent this money on stuff that I'm not going to eat. And now he's away for 2 days. I'm just there with some Monster Munch and some mini pizzas.
Bother a word. The worst thing.
He's eating like a celebrity, isn't he? Like off that advert. I'm surprised there were no prawn rings. Or chicken goujons. Is that what it's like when you go around to a celebrity's house? Do they have all that stuff like laid out? Like when Kerry and Jason do in that
advert?
I've
never been around to a celebrity's house.
Have you not?
No.
I imagine that's what it would be like. There'd be prawn rings on the table as you can walk in.
Well,
a big party. Everyone party hats on.
Are you trying to get yourself invited around Kerry Katona's to find out?
Really not.
I'd advise against it myself.
It's like the first time you move out of your mum and dad's house, isn't it? It's like where you get to buy the shopping for the first time. Think, right, I'm living on my own. Or I'm living with some housemates. I'm a student. I am going to do a big shop. And then you come out with a trolley full of crisps.
Yeah.
That's what he's done.
And
basically.
200 burgers for 99p.
That's right. So thanks very much to my flatmate. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Oh, what's the Karen coming up? So I've got a fridge full of mini pizzas, choc ices, beer and chicken Kievs now, thanks to my flatmate.
So you don't put Monster Munch in the fridge.
No, I know. The Monster Munch are on the side. My flatmate did the online shopping last night and didn't buy any vegetables or fruit, just stuff that he wanted to eat.
And now you're all health conscious. That's not on, is it?
What happened to you at university?
What happened to me at university?
Yeah.
What? I lived in a house of... there were five lads all in a house. And on the first day of the new term...
First big shop.
My mate went down to the frozen food shop at the end of the road and bought 200 burgers for 99p.
Alex from Watford's like, where can you get 200 burgers for 99p? That's amazing.
And put them all in the freezer with his name on and wouldn't allow any of... That was all his meal sorted for that term and wouldn't let any of the rest of us have...
So just a burger diet.
So just a burger diet, yeah.
Wow. So he labelled him as well.
He labelled everything though. Cause
I noticed
that's just the way he was.
That happens a lot in student houses, but it's happening here.
I think
one that doesn't speak has started labelling his cans of Coke with his name on. Hard to fit on a can of Coke because it's quite a long name. The one who doesn't speak.
My mate still labels his food to make sure his wife and his little boy doesn't get older.
Shut up.
No, he does. Tight is my mate.
So he lives at home with his wife and children and labels his food. What? Does he put, if you touch this, it'll become a police matter?
Do you know what else he does? He also, like, say there's three of you going out for a drink and you each have a pint and buy a round. If his is the fourth round, he makes sure he gets the money off me and the other mate to make sure that he doesn't lose out.
Oh, that's perfectly understandable, I think. BBC Radio 1 Podcast. OK, let's do this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Come on, chappers, I'm rooting for you.
Are you allowed to?
As a quizmaster?
Well, you're so rubbish, I don't think it really matters.
I won yesterday.
Okay. Once in a blue moon. Okay, let's do Oh, What's Occurring. Play along at home on 81199. Here's your first situation for today.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Valentine's Day?
Yes.
It's this weekend.
Yeah.
This Saturday. Is that the first time you knew about that? Or?
No.
Right. Oh, you've got something planned, I bet.
Right, yeah. So it's this day, yeah.
Yeah,
so
it's Saturday.
This, I have, I see. So yeah, we've got a big match on Saturday. On top of the table.
How romantic do you think blokes are, generally?
Very.
Very, yeah, very. It sounds like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Becky, what do you think? Are you expecting anything from your boy on Valentine's Day?
No, he's romantic all of the time.
Is he?
Hmm.
But what, something particularly special?
Yeah, he will do something on Saturday, yeah.
He will?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he sounds like one of a kind.
Yeah. What do I say?
Are you
now,
forcing him to do something
cheesy?
Special?
No.
Are you putting pressure on him to do something special?
No, really not. He wanted to, because I'm so amazing.
So you're confident you're going to get something?
Well, not a present, but we'll do something nice.
Okay, all right, enough of that. I know people are watching their money at the moment, but obviously, you know, you can still be romantic. Earlier today, we went onto the streets of Great Britain. What's that street called that we go on sometimes?
Silly Street? Stupid Street.
Yeah,
they're next to each other. I always get them confused.
You just turn left and you're on Silly Street, turn left and then you get onto Stupid.
Yeah.
So we went onto Stupid Street and asked seven people on the streets of Great Britain, just blokes, what will you get your partner for Valentine's Day? How romantic are these people? What was the most popular answer?
Sexy underwear.
Why do you say that so confidently?
Because that's what all men think.
Is that what you're getting?
Want.
Do they?
No.
Is that what all women want?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Would you like some?
No, not that type anyway.
Oh, your boyfriend's going to be listening now going, oh, well, I'm going to give him someone else.
I'm going to say the two tickets to Wales against England in the Six Nations.
What?
That's a big event on Saturday.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We went onto the streets of Great Britain and asked blokes, what will you get your partner for Valentine's Day?
Lingerie, really. Something really nice and sexy, because I like that. We're going for nice, classic sexy.
Lacy, are we thinking?
Something lacy, silky, you know, that type of stuff.
Tight.
Tight, yes, I like it.
Gross. Perfect about boats because it's half price. Flowers, I suppose.
And again with feeling.
Chocolates, probably.
Yeah, what kind of chocolates?
Whatever I fancy. What's them ones with the cold wrappers? I don't know what they're called. Should get them, probably.
Probably a deep fat fryer.
Underwear? Naughty underwear.
Probably perfume. Every woman loves perfume.
What kind of perfume are you thinking of?
I don't know. I'll have to go over and ask my mum and give me the inside knowledge.
Dinner, it could be a dinner.
Yeah.
No? A dinner. And all that, and I don't know how to say, but that wine, and then some, I don't know how to say, hex.
What was that?
That wine, and then some, I don't know how to say, hex.
So he's going
to
get his girlfriend some hex.
Right.
What's hex?
That wine and then some. I don't know how to say. Hex.
What a lucky lady.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny, but please don't ask your mum for perfume. Why would you want your
girlfriend
to smell like
your mum? I know, that's a bit strange,
like
isn't it, really?
I'm not being funny, but that's a bit odd.
There's different perfumes for mums and girlfriends,
yeah.
Aren't there?
Well, definitely. Yeah, most definitely.
I like that one.
Probably perfume. Every woman loves perfume.
What kind of perfume are you thinking of?
I don't know, I'll have to go over and ask my mum and give me the inside knowledge.
No, really don't do that. So, sexy.
What about a deep fat fryer? Somebody
I wouldn't have thought that would have come up.
Would you like a deep fat fryer?
I kind of would.
There are a lot of girls on the text who like my idea of rugby tickets, I'd just like to point out.
You what?
A lot of girls on the text who like my idea of rugby tickets.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sexy underwear was the most popular answer. Becky,
yes.
You win.
Oh. What's the kidding?
Tight. You know how it's rude to ask or mention a lady's age?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're 40. Lorraine Kelly doesn't think so. right? It's Jennifer Aniston's 40th birthday today. So Flippin' Lorraine does her whole show, LK Today, about being 40, the big 4-0, just to make Jennifer Aniston feel even better than she did already about turning 40. Thanks.
Gee, thanks, Lorraine.
Because she watches LK Today, doesn't she?
Yeah, she loves it. Here's my question. How many times does Lorraine Kelly mention Jennifer Aniston's new age on today's show? How many times has she mentioned 40? Becky?
22.
Okay, Chappers?
21.
Oh, snake. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Jennifer Aniston's favourite person, Lorraine Kelly.
Welcome to our fabulous At 40 show. Turning 40, celebrated the big 4-0, the 40th birthday. How to meet a man when you're over 40. A fantastic At 40 makeover. Going to be celebrating her own 40th very soon. Life begins very soon at 40. 40th birthday. Turn 40, 40 plus. Getting ready for a 40th birthday. Over 40s, is a very specific advice for over 40s. Hair advice for when you hit 40. The Hollywood stars who are celebrating their 40th birthday this year. To transform Joe, who's soon to be 40. Someone else getting ready for the big 4-0 today is Jennifer Aniston, of course. We're celebrating Miss Jennifer Aniston and everybody that's celebrating being 40. As you know, we're celebrating Jennifer Aniston's 40th birthday. I've just said that. When you hit 40, who are in their 40s, yep. Then she's in her 40s. Of course, she is turning 40. 40. Now then, we're still talking about turning 40. Turn 40. Yeah. I just turned 40 on the 29th of January. But what if you can't meet that man at 40 or 40 plus? Turned 40 last November. To get yourself a chap at 40. 43 and has written a book, How to Meet a Man After 40. Age of 43, fabulous at 40. Soon to be 40, Joe Byrne. Fantastic at 40. Fab at 40. Have a good 40th birthday when it comes.
Tell you what, I bet Jennifer Aniston's feeling brilliant now.
How old is she again?
40.
Is she?
The big 4-0. We're still talking about being 40. Thanks, Lorraine. The answer was 40.
No, now come on.
Unbelievable. Do you think
come
that,
on.
Lorraine did that on purpose? I knew she was professional, but however, man, that's 40? Impressive. 40, exactly.
That's very good planning on GMTV, that.
Very good.
Were you on that show this morning?
No. Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's occurring?
One more. You know James King?
Yes.
He watches films and stuff and goes on Edith's show, yeah?
Yes.
Sometimes we give him a quiz now and again, don't we?
Yeah, a very good quiz, which he always seems to enjoy.
Here's how this one works today. Hello, James King.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking part in our next distraction game.
Yeah, no, I've done a couple of these before. The first one was with a beautiful lady who I've forgotten the name of, who was an exotic dancer.
Yeah. And then, we asked you questions about films while she was dancing for you.
The second one, it was more questions about films, but you were just throwing things like chapsticks and inflatables and things at me. It wasn't quite so glamorous, I'll be honest.
This one's even worse.
Brilliant.
Today, how many questions can James King answer correctly whilst doing press-ups? Now, you've got to keep doing them without stopping until you collapse.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So, that's how it works.
Ooh.
Mm. You think he's quite fit, James King?
Yeah.
Ah, you think James King's fit?
He is fit.
Here's my question. God, I'm stupid today. Here's my question. How many general knowledge questions, not about films,
oh, no.
could James King get right while doing press-ups before he collapsed in a heap?
He takes care. I'm going to say 5.
Travis says 5.
Mm-hmm.
Becky says...
I think he could keep going for ages, so 8.
8. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's James King
so
doing some press-ups. Hello, James King. That's the other one. Here's James King doing some press-ups. Now, are you fit, James?
I went to the gym this morning, so that sounds good, but I'm actually knackered now.
So you do work out.
Okay, here we go. Right.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Go!
Okay.
Why was Donald Duck banned in Finland?
Is it because he doesn't wear any trousers?
Any pants, you can have that.
Yeah, thanks.
How many are you up to?
10.
Okay. 11. Which book is most stolen from public libraries?
Harry Potter 1.
No. Guinness Book of Records.
It's 15. 60.
Which are the only animals that can't jump?
Cows.
Elephants.
24.
I can normally only do about 30, so I'm six away. Here you go.
How many penguins could a polar bear eat in one sitting?
4.
86. Name a state of the USA beginning with a B.
There aren't any.
Correct. Which country produces Rioja wines?
Spain.
37.
Keep going. What letter appears to the right of Y on a keyboard? Keep going.
T.
U.
I've got to stop now. I'm dying. Man, I'm so sweaty.
Beautiful.
How many was that, then?
It was three.
Three! Yay! Yay!
2-1 to Becky today on Oh, What's Occurring. Some very strange noises he was making there. I thought he'd be fitter than that, you know. Listen to him huffing and puffing away.
He did get up to nearly 50, didn't he?
Anyway,
maybe for a future one, he should reverse the roles and he should ask you film questions whilst you do press ups.
No. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, we did have a question when we were talking to James King when he was doing the press ups on Oh, What's Occurring earlier about polar bears eating penguins. Quite a few people have pointed out on the text, including Sarah from Durham, that polar bears would never eat penguins because they live at opposite poles of the earth.
Right.
So thank you very much for your comments, everyone that sent that in.
It's good, that's educational, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's all good.
Also, do you remember the guy we spoke to on Oh, What's Occurring when asking what blokes would get their partners for Valentine's Day? And we spoke to him, this guy here.
And then some, I don't know how to say, hex.
And we were just speculating about what that could be, hex. Some people think it might be eggs.
That wine and then some, I don't know how to say, hex.
Wine and eggs.
Maybe a nice hard-boiled egg with a glass
of
wine.
And then some, I don't know how to say, hex.
One texter thinks it might be hexlax.
What?
Hexlax.
I don't know what that is.
Also, some
Scotch
people...
Scotch egg, maybe. Scotch egg with a glass of red
wine. Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, now you're talking.
There they are.
Oh. Oh, I like a Scotch egg, I do. Sorry. Sorry, I just have food dreams at the moment, because generally it's all wrapped in cling film and not very exciting. Also, quite a few of our listeners have... the first thing they heard when they switched on Radio 1, when they just got in their car or whatever, or got on the train after work, was James King doing some press-ups and... And a lot of our listeners strangely enjoyed this. Laura, in particular, on the text really liked it. I'm not making that as some kind of thing for your phone. No way.
I'm dying.
What do you think it is? I mean, is it just a thing of, like, people doing physical activity that people like?
Yeah, you know, I think that's it.
A bit like watching sport or something, is it the same?
Very, very similar.
No, you can't have that as a mobile text alert. That would be weird.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, the girls have been on. Like Katie in Bristol. Oh, OK. So you can have Joe Wiley screaming on a roller coaster as a download, but not a man exercising. OK, I get your point. Well, I'll ask, OK? And now it's time for Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1. More ways to beat these hard times and the credit crunch. It's a bit different this week, is it?
Well, yeah, because I don't get paid until the weekend.
Yeah.
So I've got absolutely no money. So I've come up with a money-making scheme, and that is to get rewards from people who've lost stuff and want it back.
Oh, right, so you just go around looking for stuff.
So if I can find the stuff that people have lost, they'll give me a reward and I'll be rich.
You should hang around with me more.
Are you saying, are you publicly saying you've got no money till the weekend, so you don't have to buy any Valentine's stuff for your man?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay, first one then.
Lost shoe.
Go on.
No, I was going to say that I am going to cash that cheque you gave me for £3.47 because it's got that bad. You know, wrote me that joke cheque?
Well, yeah.
It's coming out of your account in the next few days, I'm
okay.
afraid.
Why did you write her a cheque for £3.47?
Because I was writing a cheque in the office the other day and everyone was like, oh, you're writing a cheque, how old school is that? So then Becky was like, oh, write me a check. So I wrote her one for £3.47, which will be coming out of my account by the seams of it in a few working days.
Enough for a meal deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Totally.
Anyway, sorry, back to classifieds.
Lost shoe. Reward for safe return in good condition.
Ooh, okay.
A your feet look gorgeous shoe. Left, size 7, black patent at the front, but gradually turns silver at the back. Bought from New Look ages ago, so irreplaceable.
I've never heard of those shoes before.
I think they're from New Look. But all we need to do is find the shoe and then we can get the reward.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult.
Unfortunately, it doesn't say where they lost it.
Yeah, so we could be here a while.
Can't we just find a black shoe, paint it silver towards the end, and then just send it to him?
Oh, you're good.
Thanks very much.
You're good.
May have fallen out of a car or been picked up by mistake. If you've seen this shoe or know of its whereabouts, please get in touch, as these are my favourite shoes and the right one is desperate to be reunited with its partner. This is not a joke. If you have my shoe, please return it in good condition. And I'll reward you.
How does your shoe fall out of a car?
That's
unless you have you f- unless you have your feet upon the windows.
Unless your feet are in the air
or up through the sunroof.
Yeah. No.
How do you lose a shoe?
Well, I don't know.
Through the sunroof
in a car.
But we've all been there.
People put their shoes on top of the car and then drive off and then they fly off, don't they?
Why would you put one shoe? Why would you put one shoe on top of the car?
I've just got on.
What?
I'm just imagining you with feet through the sunroof, sorry.
Could you not imagine? No, thanks. It makes me feel slightly uncomfortable.
Right. Next.
Black leather glove lost in H37 bus in Richmond.
Oh.
I was wondering if this was yours.
No, let's not do the glove jokes again. This is so old. This is so 3 years ago. Scott's got a single black glove in his drawers.
I was only trying to help you out.
Single black leather glove.
No.
14th of January 2009, about 3 p.m, I left a black leather glove on bus H37 in Richmond. I found that bus 15 minutes later, but the driver said that the glove was taken by a lady.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, it's like one glove, isn't it? You know?
Well, it's better to ask for it back.
Sometimes one glove is all we need, like blue. That was one love. That was a rubbish joke, wasn't it?
Lady, why did you take my left glove?
Right, so that's just one left glove, so we need to find that in Richmond.
But why did the lady take the one glove? I was intrigued by that one.
I'm over it, to be honest.
I'm still speechless at the blue joke.
Wasn't my best.
Next. Lost baby buggy. Brand new red Chico buggy.
Hey?
Okay.
What's a Chico buggy?
I don't know what a Chico buggy is, but
I don't think it's one that transports Chico. That's what
I was thinking it might be a new range of Chico merchandise.
Was accidentally left on a pavement near a taxi rank library place.
I'm not being funny, but how would you lose a buggy? What if there was a baby in it?
I know.
And also, why are they more worried about the buggy and not worried about the baby?
It's only like Joe Wiley, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
she left
true,
her left her baby in Burger King that time.
Yeah.
Oh, my favourite from, what was that TV show we used to watch? Marbella Bells. And she was always, it was about these women that lived in the Costa del Sol, and she was always forgetting the baby wherever she went.
Missing.
Oh, I forgot baby.
Missing since before Christmas. Only just aware of the loss, as not had to use as been in hospital.
What?
Very much needed. Reward, if found.
See, we can get a reward. But also, why... Oh, I can't understand how they haven't realised they haven't had the baby or the baby's buggy before Christmas. What about the presents for it?
I think they must still have their baby. I've lost a buggy before. It's quite easy to lose a buggy.
I think, I've lost a baby before.
No, I've never lost the baby. I've just lost the buggy.
Next, lost snowman.
What?
Oh, what an idiot.
Oh, this is stupid.
Our snowman has disappeared. We are very concerned, as more cold weather is forecast, and he appears to have left behind his scarf and hat.
Why did you put that one in?
Mine's gone as well, and I thought they might have disappeared together.
To be fair, that is a better joke than the blue one, though.
Yeah, to be fair, I'll give you that.
Found. A cordless mouse.
Ooh. Okay.
This is someone hoping for a reward.
In Fleet Street, on Saturday morning.
Not being funny, but who carries around a cordless mouse and then loses it? And then, if you did have a cordless mouse and then you lost it, why would you go to a website to see if someone else had found it and give them a reward? No. Rubbish.
No, rubbish.
Oh, now, this is a proper classified.
Oh, okay.
What were you going to say something about Chico?
Yeah, it's a brand of buggy, apparently.
Oh. Clown available for funerals.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Hi there. We are Ireland's premier funeral clown company. Why not book a clown for a loved one? We come fully prepared.
Premier?
Do you imagine there's a lot of...
more than one.
I say, do you imagine there's a lot of competition?
Oh, I like this.
Costs as follows. Extra charges outside of Dublin. Clown for the funeral home, €150. Clown for the grave, €150. Clown for the home wake, €150. If you book any single service, each additional service will cost just €50.
I think that's good, because a lot of people do, you know, when they die, they say before they die, like, you know, I want you to all have a bit of a laugh at my funeral. So I think that would cheer things right up, because they are quite depressing, aren't they?
But how sick is that? If you have two deaths in quick succession,
you
get the second one for a third of the price.
Buy one, get one free. Or a third of the price.
We bring squirting flowers. We make balloon animals. We can even fall into the grave if you want us to. Let your loved one go down with a smile. Book yourself a clown for your funeral.
No, yes.
No,
they're Ireland's premier clown funeral
They'll
service.
Even fall into the grave.
I think this might catch on.
Definitely. Wow.
I don't want to be heading towards... If I go, can you just guarantee that you won't book a clown, please? I don't want to be heading towards a furnace with a balloon with a balloon dog on top of my coffin.
I don't think they'd jump in there with
you. No, but they'll put the whatever balloon animal they've made on top of my coffin.
Someone's crying and they're like, smell my flower. The one that doesn't speak wants it, though.
Yeah? Okay, fair.
Which one do you want? Do you want all of it? What, even when the clown falls into your grave? Okay, we'll put you down for that one then. Apparently, my blue joke was better than Dave's Mr. T joke this morning, so have that, chappers. Right, okay. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.